Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Yesterday, state capitol, Portland Diamond Project, and city leaders and business leaders talked with a legislative committee visiting with state legislators and lawmakers at the state capitol about the Portland Diamond Project's plan to build a baseball stadium. If you haven't seen the renderings, I put them on Instagram, put them on my Twitter, put them at johncanzano.com. You can see them at 750 The Game's Instagram as well. Pretty stunning ballpark. And for people who have said, hey, man, Portland just needs something like this, it's a win. There's a win that is hanging out there if they can get this ballpark done and they can get Major League Baseball interested. But there's an angle here that has to do with business in the city of Portland that I would love to talk with our next guest about. Andrew Hone is the president and CEO of the Portland Business Alliance and the Portland Metro Chamber, and he's joining us now. Give us an idea, Andrew. Thanks for joining, first of all. But give us an idea of what that is like when people are talking at the state capitol and talking to lawmakers.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. Thanks for everybody who's tuning in and listening, and it's great to be with you. And I'm looking right now at my office window, right upriver towards that site. You go on that river a little further, you get down to our state capitol, and you can just see the through line of excitement here. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. And we weren't there talking about the challenges that we're facing, which we all know that we have challenges in Portland and in the state of Oregon as well, but we were talking about an opportunity and whether or not we were going to take advantage of that opportunity. It felt so good to be talking about something positive, proactive, and that could be, those words get thrown around a lot, but transformative for our community, economically speaking, culturally speaking, reputationally, brand, all the things that a stadium and a mass development like this brings to the table. It's all of those. It's all good. And it's going to have a lot of positivity for our community if we can get to the finish line on this one.
I think you made reference yesterday to the Chamber's, the State of Sport report. And, it's sort of an economic study of what sports does for the state. What are we talking about within that report?
Yeah, if you don't know this about Oregon, it has done a very good job of not telling its story to the world. I think people have always, just assumed this, that, oh, yeah, we've got, Nike and we've got Adidas and we've got a bunch of these great brands. But it's way bigger than that, especially between the three or four big population centers up in Bend, Portland, and Eugene. You have a sort of, now that North Carolina has its tech triangle, well, we've got a sports triangle here. And it goes well beyond that, frankly, to the entire state. We are making what the world wears. We are designing the products that people use in everyday competitions and athletic and outdoor pursuits. And the State of Sport, which you can check out on OregonStateOfSport.com, really categorizes the economic weight of this industry. And we're talking about, an overall impact, and this is 2 years ago, of about $30 billion in GDP and production. We're talking about 51,000 jobs between these sort of core industry groups that make things and products for people to wear, as well as the tourism around stadiums and people coming and going to athletic competitions. So it's an entire ecosystem that no one else on planet Earth even comes close to touching. So if there is a brand forward for our state, it's not just that we have great athletics and great sports tourism and great events for people to go to, like Blazers games and Timbers and Thorns games and great college sports, but we also make everything that is the essential ingredient to athletic competition, outdoor pursuit. So it's really, we are the mecca of this industry cluster, and it's something to be proud of. And it's what I think is a big hook for MLB, right? You come on in here and you're not just in a great place and a great city and a great state, but you're in the state to which everybody makes the things everyone wears when it comes to sporting events.
I love that. And I think you hit it on the head. You hit it on the nose where, we've got all of this. We've got this little hotbed of of agencies and marketing agencies and ad agencies and Nike and Adidas and Columbia, and yet the region itself doesn't do a great job of telling that story. Andrew Hohn is with us. He's the CEO of the Portland Business Alliance. There seems to be a sea change that happened, maybe politically, maybe in the business world. Maybe you can speak to this a little bit, but there, you know, there's been a swell of support for MLB. When I got here like 20 plus years ago, felt like it was a real struggle to get that support at City Hall and to get, you know, business leaders behind it. What do you think shifted with the Portland Diamond Project and all the support? Everybody's pointing in the same direction all of a sudden.
Yeah, you're getting at something bigger than just this conversation around baseball. And my observations, and someone who's led this organization since 2018, there is and has been antagonism to growth, right? That we don't want to get bigger. We don't want to grow. We don't want to have our economy expand. You know, there's been a sort of, oh, it just happens and we have to either shape it or control it. And I think it takes going through a few tough years, through a few lean years, for people to understand that you can't take that sort of growth for granted anymore. And our political leadership, this is my observation, is starting to change from a, you know, it'll just happen, to being competitors, to draw to a sports analogy. They want to attract investment. They want to attract growth. They want to go after the big wins and find where they can align with the private sector, which is a new thing. And it's really refreshing the tone of the conversation. And so when I have been in these discussions with lawmakers and folks that are in policy circles, everybody sees an alignment around this specific project that just hits on all those really Oregonian core values. First off, on our waterfront with views of Mount Hood, you could not have picked a more spectacular location, nestled between OHSU and the South Waterfront, with so much mass transit and connectivity that you're almost at a loss for words about how perfect this site location is. Building it with labor so that you can see that connection on how project deals have been signed with our core labor partners. It's the Oregonian way, and it's a beautiful thing. And you're seeing that gets recognized when we're doing it environmentally and sustainably, which this stadium, if you haven't seen the renderings, has that cross-laminated timber vibe going on with its rooftop and retractable rooftop. And you know, you have labor at the table, you have business at the table, you have the political leadership at the table. It's about our sports economy. It's all the things that we do best. And so all the doors have started to open because of the alignment on our core values. And then for what we see, this opportunity to take a shot that just isn't going to come again. So no one is taking this for granted, and people are getting serious. And credit to the PDP team. They have pushed this rock up a hill for a long time. And so sometimes hard work pays off, and this is that moment, and it seems to be just falling. Everything seems to be falling into place at all the right time.
I love that. Still need Major League Baseball to kind of give the nod, or Rod Manfred to roll out the here's the expansion plan, and yes, these are the real candidates. But I like where this is going. You know, prior to coming to Portland, correct me if I'm wrong, you were in New York, and different mindset on business and growth there. And give me an idea of what that was like for you to go from New York to Portland.
Well, it definitely is a different place, and you know, Brooklyn is where I called home for almost 20 years, and it has a similar, very, it's not a secret, super progressive roots and value system, just like Portland and Oregon does, but it's a deeply immigrant culture too. 40% of Brooklyn's population of 2.7 million people is born in another country, and so they come to that place and with an entrepreneurial spirit that is unmatched anywhere in the world when you have that level of intensity of people that have left their countries, traveled to try and make it, and make it in New York City. I think it just speaks to a different kind of character when it comes to starting up businesses and owning businesses. So you have, I think, a more simpatico culture there. But what I can share is that I was part of the effort to bring the New Jersey Nets to Brooklyn. And, you know, while it may appear that New York City is a very business-friendly place, I can tell you, as hard and as challenging as this conversation about bringing MLB to Portland is, it was no picnic to bring the Nets to Brooklyn. And I can tell you, when Brooklyners and Brooklynites get their, you know, get their elbows out, it gets real. And so that was a process. But what really, I look back on that experience, you know, the day that dirt was broken on the Barclays Arena and the Greater Atlantic Yards development, you know, you have everyone there from the mayor to Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, it's a moment that communities will never, ever forget. And all the hard work, all that effort, all that sweat equity, all that money that gets poured into those initiatives, it just fades within the blink of an eye, because all of a sudden people feel like this is about Brooklyn. We're on the world stage. And I've tried to convey to people, don't ever let go of that moment that is coming, because when you get there, you will feel like you have finally done something that is so much bigger than yourself, to inspire entire future generations that may not ever know your name, but will remember the experiences that they had. And I worked for a guy who grew up watching Jackie Robinson when he was a kid and grew up in South Brooklyn. And when the Dodgers left, that was like his heart. You just ripped it out of his chest, threw it on the ground. And most Brooklynites look at that moment as when it lost its mojo. Mm-hmm. And when we brought the Nets back, that's when most Brooklynites felt that we had made it on the world stage. That, and, you know, when one of the characters from Sex and the City moved to the borough. But that's another story. So I just encourage people to think about the long game here and what this will mean for our community and how powerful it will be and a morale boost for the way that we all know we want to feel.
Andrew Hone is with us, CEO, Portland Business Alliance. You know, I had one member of the contingent tell me it went very well yesterday. You were there. How would you characterize it? You come home over dinner, you know, you're asked, how did it go at the state capitol? What was the mood? What was the tone in there during the testimony?
Pun alert. It was a home run. and I say that because hats off to the committee. First, they've got a real weighty committee, right? Economic development, small business, and trade. We, you know, in case you had your head in the sand today, you know, tariffs were just imposed on our two neighbors, and you know, we're going to be in for a hot moment here when it comes to some of the industries we really depend on in the state for international trade and that support our economy. And so that committee is a really important committee, and its leadership is awesome. You've got Daniel Nguyen, who represents Lake Oswego, and you've got Shannon Isidore, who represents really downtown Portland, so really stretching into the district where the stadium will go. And at the same time, folks from very far away, in different and diverse parts of Oregon, rural communities that don't always come here. So the tone and tenor was really thoughtful. The questions were outstanding. It was much more of a conversation. And so I felt like it went really, really well. And I just appreciate that we have this committee set up to hold these sort of conversations. And, you know, you see those pictures. I know you mentioned this on your website and your Instagram feed. You know, when you can reveal that kind of jaw-dropping imagery of what could be, and you've rolled out, I thought it was, I was humbled to be with the team that I was with, you know, the leadership of PDP, obviously with the mayor, we got Jim Etzel there, Sport Oregon, you got Travel Portland, you got Graham Traynor from the AFL-CIO, you got Friends of Baseball up there with Aaron. You just had an all-star cast of characters that are saying, this is why this matters to this community. So when you can arrange that kind of conversation, open dialogue with a committee of that stature in the legislature, I think you're setting everything up for success.
The group yesterday talked a little bit about Senate Bill 5, 2003. $150 million was carved out for a stadium based on income taxes paid by the players and executives. I've tried over and over to explain this. I feel like sometimes I explain it, I simplify it. I say that this revenue does not exist if there's no team. You know, the so-called jock tax, all that. And I still have some people who say, no public money. What do you say to those people, Andrew? You're coming at it from a business perspective. What do you say when people push back?
Well, so, John, you're saying everything right. So I wouldn't say anything differently other than, you know, hey, we're the business community. We are very sensitive about new taxes. Not a secret. This is a pretty high tax state. This is not a new tax. And this money is not coming out of public coffers, but for the existence of the team. And so as the players and management exist here, their salaries, not yours, will be taxed. And that money will be used to bond against to be able to build a stadium of this nature. So no one should feel like it's a choice between schools or transportation and the stadium. Not real, not true. The reality is this is, as you say, a jock tax goes on the players' management salary, and you can use those resources to pay down bonds. So this is really a win-win. It's not asking Oregonians to step up with any additional resources. It's kind of the modern mechanism, too, that I think most people feel comfortable about. And then here's the best part about it, you know, as a former New Yorker, hey, when those Yankees come to town, we're going to tax their salaries, too. So it's not just our home team, but it's the visiting crew that comes in town as well. We'll get some of those player salaries captured within this mechanism as well.
All right, so I'm just going to go beyond the business part of this, but you know, the way you talk about it, you make it sound like it is happening. And this morning I had a friend. I said, "Hey, what did you write about today?" I said, "Oh, the Diamond Project." Oh, they said, "Oh, the never ending baseball thing." And I go, "Hey, it's not the Diamond Project's fault here. They're doing everything that they possibly can do. They'll still need baseball to step in and go, hey, yeah, we're actually expanding, and yes, these are we want one in the West, one in the East." But you sound confident that this thing's got legs to it.
Yeah, and you know the reason why a few things. Timing is everything. You know, we're in the right place, right time for the expansion conversation, which I think everyone can recognize got sidetracked like so much did during the pandemic, and we're back on track, and I think baseball is signaling all the right signals that they're serious about expansion, and yes, we're positioned well. Here in the West, it's, you know, really us and Utah and Salt Lake City to be particular. The way that I see it is that we're being eyed up very legitimately by baseball. The question isn't necessarily, you know, what we can't control, which is their decision-making process. It's how we compete. And the way that I'm looking at this is trying to compare my own experiences back in Brooklyn. The assemblage of the team around BDP is the best in the business. And this goes right to, I'm just going to call it out, from their attorneys to their designers to their planners to their public affairs crew. They are ramping up. And that core team has built an incredible, you know, army of supporters around them. Key institutions like ours or the FL-CIO, those are important. But then this legion of folks that you know, pre-pandemic signed up for the, hey, I'm on board for getting baseball to Portland. So for me, we have and are continuing to put our best effort forward. And that's what you need to see. And so I'm going to go ahead and conclude that we're the best place to do business for baseball, because if I compare these two markets, apples to oranges or apples to apples, you know, we're it. This is the spot to do it. We've got all the right ingredients to make this the best market of choice for baseball. We just had to get our act together and put together a competitive package that was supported by the community. We did it. We're doing it. You know, we're not there yet, but we're doing all the right things to get us there. So I'm feeling so much more confident coming out of the pandemic. This is on the right track, and we've got a great competitive package to win this for the state of Oregon.
Andrew Hone, CEO, Portland Business Alliance. Thank you. Thanks for your time, your effort, and your insight.
Thanks so much, John. Take care.
There he goes, Andrew Hone. I love the optimism. You can hear it laced in his voice. It's you know, this group, this team, the Diamond Project. I get it. For 20 years, people have heard about baseball to Portland, but Andrew Hone laying it out from a business perspective there. Our big splash coming up. Can't wait for the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to dive into high school playoffs, high school sports, and issues in high school. Your turf? Are you loyal to your soil? Stick around.